Yes, we're in. We're in the biscuits.
Yep, finally back. What's up, guys? How's 40, it going?
49, episode 49. I'm sorry we keep taking a month to drop an episode.
It's a journey, though. You guys just got to run with this. Run with this.
This is actually a redo, because last time it was just a whack one. We had to kill it, lay it in the dirt, take it outside, shoot it in the head.
He really shot it. I was the one that was just standing there watching.
We both were like, we were both having trouble going back and forth, though.
We were stopping a lot.
Every time we talked, we'd be like, yeah, you know what I mean.
It was an off day, I'm not going to lie. Like, me and him both weren't feeling it throughout the day. Yeah. And then when we finally, like, met up with each other and started, like, doing the podcast, it was just like, yeah, nah. So, like, we just had to.
I think we got too overhyped. We watched Tiger King.
We watched the first episode of Tiger King
Part 2 on Netflix. So, I think that really just took it out of us. Fucking Joe Exotic.
I finished the rest of it that night.
Did you?
Yeah, I finished the rest of it that night. Dude, it is good.
All right, we're going to have to talk on it later.
Like, I was enjoying myself. But, nah, we're not going to talk about it right now, though. But, fucking, it was good, though.
Best I can say.
Better than season 1? You can talk from it on your shoulder. Just talk a little louder.
Yeah, that's right. Nah, I wouldn't say better than season 1. Season 1 had more information, basically. This season was like, oh, we're going to tell you about fucking Don real quick, and then we're going to tell you about another person who just so happened to be a part of all the shit, but like nobody like mentioned anything about him last season.
Oh, I got you.
Like, it was... I can't remember his name, but fucking he was another guy who was working with fucking...
The fat dude?
No, not the fat dude. Fucking the other guy. The one with the cap backwards. Fucking the one who looks weird as shit. Fucking who took over Tiger King's place.
Oh.
I cannot remember his name to save my life right now.
It's not Joe. Who the fuck is it? Can't remember that fool's name. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the leather jacket.
Yeah, that nigga.
Like, look like he just has too many outfits on at once.
Yep, it's him. Fucking his
Jeff
friend.
Lowe.
Yeah, Jeff Lowe. There we go. Fucking, it's one of Jeff Lowe's associates who have worked with Jeff Lowe and shit like that. And they're basically showing that Jeff Lowe and this other person are like, I don't want to say the real masterminds and the real people that are causing it, because Jeff Lowe is the real person that's causing it, but the other guy is more of like a...
Is it the bald dude, the hitman guy?
No, not the hitman guy. It's another dude. It's a completely new dude it's a new dude that we didn't even see about in the first season.
Really?
So fucking just brought him in, fucking. But apparently he's another person who owns his own pets and animals and fucking damn near his
own
farm. He's
got his own little resort.
He's his own little shit. So fucking, it's a completely new dude, fucking. And his story was all right. Like, I enjoyed what they were trying to do with him and bring him in, stuff like that.
Were they trying to make him look like a piece of shit, too?
Oh, yeah. They were completely trying to make him look like a piece of shit. Yeah. Like, 100%.
Well, they really are, like, getting the speculation and starting to focus in on it. Like, all these motherfuckers are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That are doing this shit.
Fuck yeah. 100%. They're basically telling us, yo, y'all got to watch out for these motherfuckers. But fucking from so far what we're seeing in this next season, it's mainly... Joe is actually truly innocent. Everybody needs to stop getting on Joe. And then they're showing off a bunch of bad shit with Jeff Lowe.
So we're trying to get Joe
free. Yeah, we're trying to get Joe free.
Trying to free Joe.
That's what this whole next season is about. Trying to get Joe free.
What tripped me out about even just that first episode, man, was how it, now he needs a light.
Yeah, I left it in the car.
But what I was really hyped about in that first episode is how they showed that dude who went to the Trump rally trying to get people hyped up on freeing Joe Exotic, but he didn't even have a click.
No,
it was him and one dude.
Yeah, just he went solo.
Dude, he went hard on so much for so little.
Yep.
And it was so funny, though, dude, because you start watching it up. Like, he's out there, and then they start harassing the fuck out of him. You know what I mean? And then that one Karen lady, remember, dude, she just would not stop.
This is not what we're here for.
This is not what we're here for. We're here for America. And it was like, holy shit, dude, this lady is nuts.
Yep, and then it turned into the whole...
They were getting aggressive, so they're like, all right, we're going to get out of here. Like, we're going to switch up. And then they fucking ended up leaving, and then they ended up storming on the Capitol, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, when that lady was like, we're not here for this. We're here for America. Fuck Joe Exotic. We're like, oh, shit, dude. And they were there to storm the Capitol.
Yep. And they showed somebody who was really about to be about that.
Hey, remember she had, like, a line of six dudes in the back?
Yeah.
All fucking, like, I mean, all straight up white dudes, but they were turbaned up and shit and had like turbans covering their face.
Them boys was ready. They was ready.
Yeah.
Like they knew what they was doing. They crazy. Fucking, y'all white people, y'all go wild sometimes. Like,
dude, we go hard in the paint, man.
And it's funny because y'all be talking about how y'all scared of us and y'all be worried about what we doing, black on black crime, all that shit. And I'm just over here looking at y'all like y'all about to start a whole war and you worried about us.
Dude, it's crazy.
Like, we killing each other. Y'all about to kill everybody else. And possibly us too. Like,
yeah, it's wild, man.
Like, it's like, from a black person's perspective, it's funny as fuck to me. But like, it's also like kind of scary at the same time because, yeah, like, because
y'all, man, they even turn it on each other.
Exactly. And I'm just like, fuck. Like, I can't feel safe anywhere. Like, I can't feel safe with niggas. See, I can't feel safe with white people.
This is something I've been thinking about a lot, dude. You guys got to bring wiggers back, bro.
That would be funny.
You guys got to get you a clan of wiggers, man.
Clan of wiggers?
Yes. You guys got to have it, bro. Because, dude, they're going to be the ones that you send out in the front lines. Those are your Marines. You send them out first.
Oh, for sure shit would.
No, they're going to get chopped down. They're going to get chopped down.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's 100%. Hard because if there's anything they hate more than black people, it's white black people. You know what I mean? And
there's a lot of white black people.
Yeah, man.
Like, a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably be out there like, you're storming this way. You're all looking on the fucking binoculars like, man, I hope he's all right after this.
Like, I hope this nigga know what he's doing. Like, fuck.
Oh, shit. He bringing out the grenades. Like, you try to throw up a shield. This ain't destiny.
This ain't destiny. Like, stop. Don't do it. Don't run that way.
Oh, he's 360, dude. Why is he 360 shooting?
Like, did he just no-scope? He really no-scoped, didn't he?
He looked back at me.
He looked back at me.
How'd he know? He can't even see me.
Like, what the fuck? He knew exactly where I was.
He looked me dead in my eyes in the binoculars.
Like, now he's teabagging that poor son of a bitch. God damn it.
Why is he... All right, damn, that's just wrong.
Like, that's just wrong.
Yeah, get him out of there. Nah, he having too much fun. Next thing you know, he's gonna be coming back at us.
No. I feel like that'd be me in the military after all the training and all that shit.
I honestly do see that coming though. One day, there's gonna be like a whites versus black movement, but there's also gonna be the whites that are on the side of the blacks.
That would be funny as fuck to see.
But there's also gonna be that little Karen section. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like. You know, like how people be driving by like Black Lives Matter meetings and it's only like a bunch of white moms in their 40s and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, we're going to have to start dealing with that shit.
That shit is stupid as fuck to me. Like 100% stupid as fuck, because it's like, I understand what you guys are trying to do and I understand that you guys are trying to be there for us and shit like that. I completely get it.
I don't know, man.
But why not go into the goddamn movement with us?
I think it's more like white lady cry wolf status. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that
a little bit.
I could definitely see that. That's just how they are, though. Like,
I do think they'll do that. You know, probably the next couple of years, like, there's gonna be some fixings of, like, maybe in a civil war type thing.
If there is a civil war, to be fairly honest, I didn't doubt that.
It's gonna be like in certain states, but it seems like the brewings of it is really coming.
It's either gonna be a civil war or we're gonna end up having a world war, because fucking apparently we're still fucking with North Korea, still fucking with Russia, we're still fucking with China, we're still fucking with everybody basically, and nobody's happy with us.
Yeah,
like, for the most part. So like, I truly feel like motherfuckers are gonna start gunning for us and that we're just gonna end up having a war probably here on American soil.
Maybe, dude, I don't know.
Like, because that's honestly probably one of the only places that we haven't had battle in.
True,
in a world war
but
standpoint.
When it comes to, I think when it comes to, like, our lands, though, when you think about it, like, strategically, like, geometrically, maybe? Is that what the fuck we're
talking about? I think that's what you're trying to say.
You know, like, the landscape and shit?
Oh, yeah.
I think we have more of, like, advance at home team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think we're all right at home team.
Oh, yeah, we're completely fine.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't doubt that we'd still come on top in the end. It's just a matter of how long will it take and how much we lose.
Yeah, I don't know. It just depends, dude. Right now, everything is like celebrity politics.
Oh, yeah. Everything is definitely fucking... All the celebrities are getting into the mix of the bullshit, and which, honestly... I mean,
to the point where politicians are like celebrities now.
Yeah, that is true. You know what I mean?
Like, dude, the Pope is on Instagram.
I thought the Pope been on Instagram.
No, I mean, he has been, but, like, that's just wild.
It is wild, though.
Like, what the fuck? Why is the Pope on Instagram?
Hey, another way to get followers.
Dude, he's been caught up for, like, liking pics of, like, models and shit.
Hey, man, he an old dude. Leave him alone. Hey. He gave up everything. You know what I mean? He can see.
And he's surrounded by boys all day.
Like, bro, I can take a little window peeking. Y'all can leave him alone about that. He just window shopping. That's all. He ain't finna buy nothing. He just looking.
Just get that man a Pornhub account. Don't fucking
put he him probably
on,
already got one.
Don't put him on Instagram, though.
Why? What's wrong with Instagram? It's not like he messaging motherfuckers.
Next thing you know, he's gonna be on TikTok.
Dude, he probably already is.
You think so? Look it up.
Like,
dude, I bet, dude, if the Pope is on TikTok, that's crazy.
If the Pope is on TikTok, I'm done with life, to be fairly honest. Like, I'm 100% done with life. Pope's on this bitch.
Wait, you on TikTok?
I'm not doing TikTok, but I have a TikTok, yeah. You told me to get one for when we start doing the shit for the group.
Yeah, that's true. We got to get like 1,000 subscribers or some shit before we can go live, though.
Yeah, something like that. But honestly, I feel like if we make dope videos, we should be fine.
Yeah, we got to start doing it.
Yeah. But no, I really only fucking got it because you had said something about it.
Did you name the account fucking Just Trash?
No. Just put my name on it. I can rechange it and put Just Trash.
Yeah, dude, fucking change it up. We'll just put Just Trash.
Okay, the Pope's not on here, but there are videos of this motherfucker.
There's videos of the Pope? What's the top one?
Just a bunch of videos. Show
me the top one.
Like that one.
What? What the fuck?
Did the Pope literally make motherfuckers say blah, blah, blah?
That is crazy.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, cut that out. Cut that out.
What the fuck?
Oh, so,
Bruh. If I was sitting there and I heard this nigga say blah, 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 I swear to God, I'm getting the fuck up and
dude,
I'm walking
out. Said it.
I will not believe in God at that point. Like, I'd be done. This nigga just said blah, like, bro, blah.
You just ate a cracker, drank some wine, and got served a blah, 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 dude.
Like, bro, I was feeling the Holy Spirit until I heard blah, blah, blah. And then the whole crowd said it too. And I'm just like, damn, y'all niggas is sheeps. Like 100%, like fuck. But nah, I am gonna change the name of the TikTok and all that stuff, and I'll put it to Just Trash and all that shit, so that way we can start.
Yeah, just put
stuff.
Like Just Trash Pod.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely do that. We'll start
follow us on TikTok,
videos, stuff like that.
If we get to 1,000 followers or subscribers, I think then we can start going live, and we'll go live on the episodes.
Honestly, I hope if we do put this on TikTok and all that stuff and we're working with that, I hope a lot of you guys message us and talk to us more, because like I really want to see messages. Like I'm interested in what a lot of people have to say, and like I really want to have conversations with motherfuckers. Like that's like one of the things that I've been looking forward to with like trying to make it into either Twitch or doing this podcast or music or anything like that. I really want to talk to people and get information back on
them.
Yeah,
start branching out. Like I said, man, like fuck, we can call in and have you guys on the podcast too. Like
definitely. 100%. Like,
if you guys are down, dirty dogs, I'm fucking with it.
Ooh, had to take a hit real quick.
But another thing I've been wanting to talk about lately is this Kyle Rittenhouse situation.
To be fairly honest.
Yeah, no. Yeah, give me your. I want your thoughts on this.
So, for me, it's more of a alright then, I guess, kind of moment. Because I've seen all of that before. Like, I've seen the whole kid gets a gun, kid shoots motherfuckers, kid doesn't, shit happen to him. Happens with black people too. I'm not going to say, come on here and be like, oh, because he wasn't black or all that. No, I'm not going to do any of that. Fucking, there have been a couple of black people that I know personally that have gotten away with shit, that have done stupid shit. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Fucking, they've gotten away with it in court. Everything like that. Shit happens in court. Legally, it is right.
Yeah, no, there's ways to get it.
So it's not like, oh, he cheated the system. Oh, he was sucking dick for just to get by or some shit like that. Because that is a rumor. Apparently, sucking his fucking judge's dick or some shit. Yeah, something like that. And I'm just like, bro, I can't believe that shit. But fucking, when it comes to things like that, it's more of a, well, all right then. Like, it wasn't obvious that something like that was going to happen. He was either going to get off scot-free or get on probation. He wasn't going to jail.
Yeah.
Like, they were not going to send him to jail. That 100% was already
going to jail. Yeah.
Like, he was like, that's just facts. He wasn't going to go. Like, they weren't going to send him. Fucking, he did what he did. And the way he did it legally is right. Legally
self defense.
Yeah. Legally, it is self defense. In his country,
really hard to argue that it's not.
I mean, in his state, you clearly can't argue against it. The only thing that is immoral and all that shit that happened was the fact that the other person that got shot and was wounded and still alive gonna lie and say that it was all self-defense, and that fucking he didn't and that fucking him and his boys and whatever the fuck that happened didn't fuck with him and shit like that.
Yeah,
pretty much trying to defend the boy and shit like that.
Well, dude, he's almost got a good alibi too, because he was there to like help clean up and kind of like defend the place. And what happened was he was walking around with his gun, and fucking some shit started popping off, and some dudes started coming after him. Mm-hmm. And these dudes are both ex fucking felons for violent crimes.
Yeah.
And the first one dude has a gun.
Yeah.
And he shot that dude in the hand, which also like baller.
Yeah. Like, baller move. What?
Dude, that's some movie shit.
Like, you shot him in the hand straight up. Like
homie pull a gun out on you and you shoot him in the hand? Shoot with the gun in there? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't bro get a shot off? Yeah. No, you did your thing.
No, dude, he handled it. And then you got other homeboy coming at him with a skateboard. Swinging a skateboard at him.
Like, you can't.
And then I'm pretty sure at one point somebody tried to throw like a fucking Molotov cocktail at his ass. I remember some shit like that.
Yeah, I heard something like that too, but
that was
kind of
more
in
like the beginning stages. Maybe it wasn't actually at him.
Yeah, I don't think it was at him. I think it was just there.
But I mean, honestly, like, dude, it's fucked. Like, yeah, two people were dead, but I mean, it was fucking self defense.
So you really can't tell me.
I mean, yeah, he was 17 and he shouldn't have had a gun, but
at the same time,
that
motherfucker shouldn't have.
No, but at the same time, people are rioting so bad in that state, in that town, that even the cops aren't doing anything about it.
Right.
Like, come on. I don't know.
Pretty much got to take it
into
your own
hands. Maybe
something
has to happen there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I honestly can't put it against the kid. I can't.
Dude, it was all. I mean, you got to put it in your head in reality. Being there at the moment, it was probably almost like some purge type shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like that level of hype.
Bro, seeing the videos and shit like that, motherfuckers running in the background, shit's on fire.
Dude, you know he was scared
as
fuck.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know, like, when I saw all that shit, I'm just like, bro, I probably would have done the same shit, to be fairly honest. In that situation, I would have for surely done the same shit.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you've seen the court tapes. Like, they're a bit much. But, I mean, like, 17-year-old kid, like, about to go to jail for the rest of his life. Like, I could see acting that way. You know what I mean? Like, he almost passed out, couldn't fucking breathe and shit. But, I don't know, man. It's crazy, dude. Ted Nugent wants to give him a life supply of firearms.
Okay, I don't know about all that.
Ted Nugent? You know who Ted Nugent is,
I know who
right?
Ted Nugent is, Coach, but I don't know about all
but
that.
But no, he wants to give him a life supply of firearms, and he wants to start up a gun school in his name.
Well,
and he said he wants to praise him for killing two violent criminals.
Wow, Ted. Just...
No, Ted Nugent go hard in the paint.
Ted Nugent do go hard, but like,
have you seen that episode of him on Joe Rogan? It's wild.
I've not seen it yet.
No, it's very wild. They have different views. He'll never be on again. I'll tell you that.
Oh, they was going at it like that?
Oh yeah. I don't even know if it's on it. It might not even be up anymore.
I gotta find it.
Spotify.
Like, once it's up, it's up. Like, this is yours. But fucking, to be fairly honest though, from a black guy who has been through a lot of shit and has done his own fucking, has made his own bed and all that shit, that whole saying, I can truthfully tell you, if somebody's shooting at you or if somebody's getting violent with you and you have a gun, you're gonna use it.
You're gonna react.
Like, hands down, you're gonna use it.
If you have a gun and somebody's coming at you, you're gonna use the gun.
Yeah, like, there's no way in blue hell you're not gonna use the gun. And especially for a fact that if you already had the gun, that means you kind of know what you're doing with it a little bit. Well, it really just depends on the fucking person, to be fairly honest. But like, if you're in that situation where you know for a fact that the gun is going to save you, you're going to use it.
Yeah.
Like, hands down. So I'm not going to sit here and bash on this kid. I'm not going to sit here and say no fucked up shit about him, because like, what he did was stupid. But at the same time, what he did could have saved his life, and it could have been worse. We could have been having a whole different conversation about how this kid died.
And dude, he's really only like 6-7 years younger than us.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he made a dumb. Well, honestly, he made a choice to save his life. That's really it.
It's like, dude, honestly, like, dude, himself. I gotta say, like, if we were out there, you know what I mean, and something happened to any of us, Like, dude, who's to say one of us wouldn't jump in and fucking hit him over the head with whatever the fuck we had?
Oh, trust me. If I had anything in my hand at the time, I'm busting somebody's head
open. Dude.
Like, exactly. If I saw you guys getting jumped, I'm busting somebody's head open. Human reaction, man. Like, I don't care.
Like, if somebody's coming at me with a skateboard, dude, and I got a fucking a gun or a bat or a knife, whatever the fuck, like, it's fucking go time, bro. Like, I'm gonna defend myself.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though. If I see the motherfucker running at me and I have a gun, I'm aiming for the leg. Yeah. Like, hands down, aiming for below the waist. If I shoot you in the dick, that's on you. Like, hands down.
Well, he shot that first dude in the hand with the gun, and then he shot the other guy that was coming with the skateboard, but he was already on the ground, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, he could have killed him with that hit from the skateboard.
He could have.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, that's, at that point, that's fucking life or death, dude.
Yep. You gotta make a choice.
I ain't trying to get hit in the head with a fucking skateboard, bro.
Fuck no.
Mm-mm.
Nah. Like, I don't want to deal with the pain, and I damn sure don't want to deal with the scar. I'm good.
Nah, dude.
I'm okay off that. But, like, fucking, like we saying, though. Like, I'm not going to bash this kid. I ain't going to say nothing against
him.
Can't
bash him.
You really can't. Like, bro had to do what he had to do.
And what I hate now is, like, it's being compared, you know, to African kids and shit. But there was just another case with a kid that basically got away with the same shit, almost worse, like, 2 days later.
Yeah.
And he was an African-American.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and I don't know, like you were saying, like, people get away with shit all the fucking time.
All the time. All the time. I've seen so many people in my own culture.
This shit just got blown up.
Yeah.
Because he's white. That's all it is. Honestly.
Yeah, that's all it was. Because he's white.
And that's, like, another thing, like, you could bring up. Like, if this was a black kid, you probably wouldn't even heard about it.
Oh, yeah. If it was a black kid, we may would have heard about it for the first 2 weeks, and that's it. After that, we would have heard nothing else.
Yeah.
Because you know how many cases for black people that there are right now that people have talked about, and now nobody's talking about them. Everybody's quiet on them. Nobody's really bringing up anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it would have blown over so quickly.
It's the weirdest thing, but I want to have a beer with this kid.
Oh, I kind of do too.
Like, I would like to just talk to him.
Honestly, like, if we could have got this kid on the podcast, that'd be dope as fuck.
Maybe one day, dude.
Hopefully.
I would like to get his thoughts.
Because, like... Yeah,
I'd like to have a conversation with the kid.
Like, I would too. I would love to have a conversation with this kid. See how he feels about it. Fucking, hopefully it's not all just bullshit and, like, motherfuckers, complete asshole shit like that. Like, I really hope it ain't that. Because then I'll just kick his ass. But fucking, if he's, like, cool,
dude, that'd be funny. We'd meet Kyle Rittenhouse and just beat his
ass.
Just beat his little bitch ass.
But if it's a recorded episode, we gotta press pause so fast. Because we will get in trouble for beating his ass on live.
Let it ride, bro.
Let it ride.
Let it ride, bro.
Oh, my Lord.
I think people would dig it.
People would, but you could sue the fuck out of us.
Ah.
Nigga, it's on your name.
Ah.
All right.
Change my name, dude.
No, no, no. Change my name.
I'm telling you now.
No, 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 no.
Nah, I'm just kidding. That would be funny, though. That's a funny thought, though. You know what I mean?
It is a funny thought.
Like, people being like, man, I really want to meet this kid. Like, I bet he's got something to say. And then, like, you go up and meet him, and they're like, oh, this dude's a fucking pussy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fucking pussy.
Beat the shit out of him.
Just beat his ass for no reason.
Oh, yeah? You're not crying like you were in court, faggot.
No, no, no. Hey, if he ain't crying over after an ass open, then he got my respect. Like, if you start crying midway of an ass open, bro, you just a bitch at that point.
It was a character piece, by the way.
It was a character piece. Rate his character piece, y'all. I really want to see this.
I'm just trying to keep the vultures out. You know what I mean? Said a bad word.
When don't we say bad words?
I don't know. Love bad words.
Like, I think bad words have been a part of our vocabulary since we were like 12.
The best. I started a bad word club in first grade.
Sounds about right.
6 years old, dude. Me and my friends would run around during recess saying, like, fuck, shit, bullshit. And we'd all just, like, say it, but we'd be like, I called it the cuss club.
The cuss club.
You know what I mean? Remember cussing?
Remember cussing?
People don't say cussing no more.
Yeah, nobody says cussing anymore.
Why are you cussing? I'm gonna be like, cursing.
Cursing.
I'll say cursing. But it just feels wrong. I don't say cussing no more. We didn't bring back cussing.
I don't think anybody can bring back cussing.
Nah, it's not that great, huh? It doesn't really roll off the tongue. It kind of comes from the back of the throat.
A little bit.
Cussing.
Yeah. Definitely country.
Why you cuss, boy?
That's definitely a country thing. But fuck.
But damn. That was a good topic though. I like that topic. Like that really got me. That really had me thinking because like, because like I've been really like considering like this kid's story and all that shit, and like it really got me to sit down and like give it a good talking about. I should say.
No, I kind of been wanting to talk to you about it too about that. I figured you'd have like some.
I just hate how black people are bringing it up. Like, oh, this is just like all the other shit. No, it's not. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? These niggas got shot. This nigga shot people.
Yeah.
Like, this is completely different.
They were all white.
Yeah. Like, this is completely different. Like, if he would have shot three black dudes, that would have been a whole nother story.
Oh, bro. Like, this would have been burning.
Oh, fuck yeah. This would have been a whole nother story.
Dude, he'd have got, like, death sentence.
But because it was other white guys, I really don't give a shit. It's just white on white crime. You know how many black on black crimes I see every fucking day?
Yeah.
I hear about.
Yeah.
Like, I already lost two cousins 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, just because of that shit.
Same time, right?
Yeah. At the same exact time. That night, I was at work and I got a phone call from my grandmother telling me this shit. I broke down crying in the middle of work just because of that.
Yeah.
So trust me, when I tell y'all this, and the niggas that did it didn't get caught up. Nothing's going on with them. Mm-hmm. So, like, the only other option is if I go, if I take my ass out there, then there's a whole last fucking thing.
Nah, you
can't do that. Exactly. And I don't need to be doing that.
You got two children.
Like,
you don't need to be going Rittenhouse, bro.
I was at the cusp. Like, I ain't even going to lie. When my grandmother called me crying, I was about to literally hop in my car and just go. But I was just like, you know what? I can't. Can't do that. Can't leave. I got to stay. Like, I gotta be serious about this.
This ain't the Wild Wild West no more.
Like, it's hard because like Vallejo out there is very easy to start getting into gang shit, and very easy to start calling up old niggas that you used to fuck with just to get somebody. Very easy.
Yeah, I feel you.
So like,
I mean, I don't feel you. I'm stupid.
I was gonna say, bro.
That's like, hack as fuck.
I just know crazy rednecks, bro. Yeah, you do know crazy rednecks.
I do know some rednecks though that are like, I got like, don't go digging around my property.
Oh yeah,
like you find some, yeah, like you know what I mean. I've known some crazy rednecks like that. Mm-hmm. I grew up them shits. I'd be camping in them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They'd be sitting around the campfire like, I got bodies under here, and I believed them because they had thousands of weed plants around.
They probably did have bodies. Like,
so
you ever catch a motherfucker trying to steal a weed plant? Guarantee, shot his ass.
1,000? I mean, probably more than shot.
Probably more than shot.
I don't know about you, but he had a lot of dogs. No.
Damn.
Pits mean.
Them bitches was hungry. Let's get off that. Sorry, guys. That went really dark.
Dude. Fucking Dark Knight. You're my Robin. Except I want to put you in the suit from like the 60s
no,
show.
No. Fuck no. Fuck
the short
no.
shorts.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
You will not.
But you got to do the pantyhose, too. We'll get you the white skin pantyhose.
Oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm. You got to go white legs.
I can't do that.
You can go white legs.
I can go white legs.
You should do white face.
I just can't take you seriously. I will not do that. If anything.
Dude, going white face to me sounds so funny. Just the sound of it.
I like a black guy
coming out like, dude, if Michael B. Jordan came out tomorrow, he's all, I'm going to do white face. And y'all ain't going to stop me.
Like, no, nobody ain't gonna stop
if me. He was passionate though, you know, I mean, no, it's not a problem like that, but I just think it'd be so funny.
It would be funny as fuck.
Like the Wayans brothers, they nailed it in White Chicks.
Dave Chappelle, he nailed it in fucking
in his show episode. But I think if somebody like a real actor came out and he wanted to do like a serious movie in whiteface, like if Idris Elba came out tomorrow, he's like, I'm gonna do whiteface, like.
I like how you was about to go African and then completely switched it up. I forgot he was. Completely switched up.
All right, we got to take a break.
He did it. I'm going to tell you that now.
I did it, bro. I did it all.
I wasn't talking about you, but yeah, he did it.
Oh. Who are you talking about?
Oh, no, just he did it. So, like, whoever hears this and they're just expecting to hear the words, he did it, he did it.
He done it. He done did it.
Hey, some motherfuckers like live for that shit. Like, they just want to hear certain words like throughout the day. I'm not even bullshitting. Like, that's OCD.
You can do it. Like, you will make it.
Like, you motherfuckers are, like, really live for that shit.
You are powerful.
No. That's crazy to me. Like, Honestly, I never understand like the whole motivational speakers. And like, I never get like how those like tapes really help. Yeah, like,
dude, I'm not gonna lie, I was on a little Gary Vee kick for a little bit.
Oh yes, you were.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. You were sending like, dude, me hella shit.
Dude, remember I was like, this guy is really so making sense. This guy's making sense.
He was
dude.
Making sense though. No,
it's just like fuck this and fuck that. But like, no, he's just real unorthodox.
Brett know how to hustle though.
Well, yeah, he's cool.
Know how to hustle.
He put his shit out. He's doing it. He just seems like a psycho.
I feel like he is too. Like, I ain't
dude's got
lie.
People buried underneath his wine cellar.
Oh my lord! Oh man!
What I wanted to get into though is I watched The Harder They Fall.
Was it good?
You didn't watch it?
I don't remember if I did or not. To be fairly
the
honest.
Western.
Oh yeah, I did watch
with
it.
Idris
yep,
and
I did watch it. I did watch it.
Come on, did you really?
Yes, I did. I know how it happens at the end.
All right. All right, baby. Don't lie.
And I ain't even gonna lie to you. That ending I saw coming from a mile fucking away.
The brother thing?
Yes, I saw that shit coming from a mile away.
Dude, I didn't until he was sitting there drinking whiskey. Spoiler alert, fuck y'all. But when Nat walks in and then he's sitting there drinking whiskey, that's when it all came clear. I was like, why would he keep him alive? And he starts talking about his father. You know what I mean? And then I was like, oh, damn. But, dude, I liked it. I thought it was real good. I liked it all.
I thought it was – I really thought it was good. The thing that really pissed me off was when – what was the shooter's name? The one who was basically bragging about how he's the fastest hands in the West and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, and then Cherokee.
I hated that
Cherokee
whole
Bill.
Fucking scene.
And then Cherokee Bill shot him early.
Yes, I hated that whole fucking scene.
And also, spoiler alerts, like, so whatever, get out of here.
Yeah, sorry. Brad, it's on Netflix. If you ain't watching, yeah, that's your fault.
Yeah, but nah, dude, I know, man, because I really wanted to see who was. You know what I mean? And then he shot him in the face, and he's all, they be taking too long. Like, you know what I mean?
That whole scene.
But you remember earlier, he's all, you know I like my countdowns, come on. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm just like, bro, like, you a lying-ass motherfucker.
And then he shot that one dude in the back. And then they started talking about how he's known for shooting dudes. Yeah, I was like, man, fuck, he ain't even that fast at all, is he?
Nah, he just a fucking low down, dirty ass nigga.
Yeah, man, that fucked me up because I was like, he was my dude the whole movie. I was like, yo, Cherokee Bill is what's up? Like,
nah, Cherokee Bill was fake the whole time. Yeah. Like, that was the whole.
He spoke some Cherokee, but man, like, fuck him. He did a little knife thing in the beginning. That shit was crazy.
Hey, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, every time I seen him on the scene, though, like, he was speaking.
That's Lakeith Stanfield, bro. Come on.
Like, every single time I see that nigga, he's speaking. I'm just like, I gotta listen. Like, can't just not listen. But nah, the movie was good. I really enjoyed it. Fucking everything that was going on about it was great. Fucking.
What's crazy to me, right? My bad. The steam is good. I mean, the steam
really is good.
But what was crazy to me is, like, you watch the trailer and it almost, they make it seem like the Nat Love gang is like the bad guys.
Yep.
And, like, even in the beginning of the movie, like, the very first part of the movie, when the dude comes and he, like, you know, after the whole scene with the kid, and then they show Nat Love kill the dude with the scorpion, he's acting, like, real, almost creepy a little bit, which I was, like, real into. And then he got all normal once he went and saw Stagecoach Mary and shit.
Yep.
Which I was like, man, that's cool and shit, but.
Yeah, nah.
It took a whole different turn for sure.
It did. It really did, because, like, I ain't even gonna lie, Nat Love, like, the way they was portraying him. That boy was like just a dirty motherfucker. Like, he was gonna get somebody.
Yeah, and then he's all Nathaniel Buck.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it was a good movie. I ain't even gonna lie.
No, dude. When he started like tearing up and he's all, kill me. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, oh shit.
I liked how he did it too. Like, he had, like, after he started shooting, he just kept going. And yeah, I was just like, this is what you gotta do. Like,
but he, like, I like that he did tuck him up a little bit at the end. You know what I mean? Like, he fixed his
shit up real quick. That was a little nice nod.
But, like, honestly, I thought that was a good little twist because I did not see that shit coming until he was sitting there drinking that whiskey talking about his dad. I was like, whoa. I was like, why is he talking about his dad? Like, you know what I mean?
No, I saw it coming when he had plenty of times to kill this
nigga. I thought back to the very beginning when he does that shit and the dad was like, your core is with me, like, not with my family. And I thought about it, I was like, well, he was probably super young back then, you know what I mean? So I didn't think about it, and I was like, oh fuck, dude, like, it all just linked up. It was so good though. But I love that little Facebook debacle you got in.
Oh yes, I got into a whole ass little fucking thing with another girl and a dude because they both disagreed.
I think you should state
State what? State what? The name? Oh, this? Why?
No. Come on. They were also African American.
Yes. Okay. They were also African American. I ain't gonna lie.
Come on. Both of them. This makes it more saucy to me.
Okay, so both of them were both black.
I just happened to be scrolling and see this shit.
And they were bashing on fucking Zazie Beetz. Is it Zazie Beetz?
Zazie. I think Zazie. Or I don't know.
Zazie, Zazie.
The chick from Deadpool.
Yes, her. The one who plays Stagecoach Mary. Fucking, they were all talking shit about her because she isn't dark skinned enough. And I'm just like, bro.
Well, go ahead. No. Continue. I'm sorry.
So fucking basically what I'm feeling is like, you cannot please anybody in this goddamn world, like at all. And it's kind of fucking baffling to me because black people are always complaining about how we're not getting that much representation, that we're not getting this, that, and the other thing. And then when we get a black movie with a whole black cast, everybody doing their fucking thing, everybody acting their ass off. And then you're going to talk shit because the bitch ain't black enough. Sorry to call her a bitch if you ever hear this. I'm really sorry. But still, at the same time, you're going to call her out because she ain't black enough? Like, really?
So when is black enough?
Exactly. That is a good question. Like, when is black enough? Like, how dark do you need to be in the proper role? How light skinned do you need to be in the proper role?
And this is my thing, right? So check it out. They not only is it a whole black cast and everything, but every like the whole story is fiction, but every iconic character was a real person that, you know, was an outlaw back then and, you know, was a real big figure for you guys.
And a lot of them just happened to be black. Actually, all of them were black.
And dude, I don't know if you've seen the real pictures of Stagecoach Mary, but
you don't want to cast a bitch to look like that.
Not in like a nice action Western film.
No. Not at all.
It was an action film. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah,
I didn't. You want?
You don't want to see that. You want to see pretty Zazie Beetz up there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I damn sure did. I was happy as fuck when I saw her.
No, dude, I thought she did great. It was a good movie.
She did amazing. She did it smashing.
Was super good. I liked it a lot.
She was on her shit. Wait. No. I cannot say that. Back that up. That dumbass plan that she had to go talk to him.
Yeah,
that was terrible. The most retarded shit in the fucking world. That was dumb as shit. No, like that. She should have shut it the fuck up.
No, the whole time that they had her, they were like, what was you thinking, girl?
Exactly. Like, you really thought that they didn't know who you were, who you used to fuck with, who you used to run with? Really? You thought that they didn't know?
Yeah.
Because you got yourself a couple salons.
Businesses.
They knew.
Saloons.
Yeah, there we go. Salon. Hey, she ran it. There was girls in there. Just salon. Know how that is.
I feel it.
But fucking, like I'm saying though, that part was dumb as shit. The rest of the movie was fine. I enjoyed everything about it. Like, it was a good movie. She was a great actor. He was a great actor. Cannot wait till I see what he's gonna do with fucking Kang. Because it's going to be amazing with him.
Oh, I know, yeah. I still need to finish Loki.
Yes, you do. But he's going to be an amazing person in the Marvel Universe
right
now.
He's a good actor.
He's fucking great. In Lovecraft, he was fucking amazing.
I didn't end up watching Lovecraft.
Dude, Lovecraft is good. I don't even like scary shit like that. And Lovecraft is good.
It's like that?
Yes, it's good. Like, you got to watch it. I guarantee
you know what I need
like
to it. Brush up on and finish? What I need to go back and watch is, what's that Gods movie? It's like New Gods or something.
New Gods got movie?
No, it's a show. Yeah,
Gods of America or American Gods?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already watched like all of it. Yeah, it's good.
No, I remember I got to like episode 7 in the first season or something like that, and then I didn't fucking keep going.
Oh, yeah, you got to finish it. But I think there's like 9.
I keep seeing ads.
Episodes?
I keep seeing fucking like ads for it on Instagram and shit. And yeah, I'm like, man, Stars, dude, I got to peep back into
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you
shit.
Do. It's good though. Like I enjoyed it. This last season was really good because fucking Shadow Moon is starting to understand himself as a god. Or, well, fucking not. He doesn't really know who he is just yet, but he knows that he's a part of that whole fucking thing.
See, now, dude, I didn't even know he was a god yet.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's getting there. Like, I guarantee you this next season coming up, he's going to have his powers. Like, he's going to be able to do shit. Like, I guarantee you. Like, what it's looking like so far is good. It's really good.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great.
Yeah.
Had a good time, fucking chilled, kick it with her family in the morning, fucking cooked,
got everything ready.
Got down, dude.
Yeah, got down as best I could.
Up, dude, the whole turkey, the whole the meats,
the whole everything. Fucking the turkey, the ham. Fucking her and her mom.
How'd that ham come out?
Ham came out great. Oh, man. I don't really eat ham like that, but I ate a couple slices. It was
fuck
good.
Up some swine, bro.
But no, her and her mom cooked everything else: the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the gravy, the yams, all that stuff. Like, we made everything, and then after that, we left over to my mom's and went over to her place after they had finished cooking and all that stuff. So I didn't have to do shit when I got there. Fucking, yeah. I just went in there, fucking made myself a plate, sat down, kicked with everybody. It was just a chill night. Like,
that's what's up.
Fucking got to see family. Fucking my godfather came through. Fucking finally saw him after like a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, it was good to see him too. Fucking, it was a fun time.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, I just did the family thing too. Went over to my mom's for a bit and drove out to my grandma's and stayed there for the night. Fucked up a bunch of food, a bunch of pie.
Yeah, I barely ate sweets, actually, when I think about it.
No shit?
Yeah, I barely ate anything sweet. Because mostly everything had cinnamon in it, so it was like, I can't really eat any of it. So I was like, cool, I'll eat this chocolate bar. That'll be fine.
Oh, man.
Like, that's really all there was. Like, even the fucking, they bought snickerdoodles, so I was, like, really annoyed. I was like, who the fuck buys snickerdoodles? I was like, who the fuck eats snickerdoodles?
I love snickerdoodles, bruh, dog.
Fuck you and snickerdoodles.
I fucking love snickerdoodles.
Fuck snickerdoodles. That shit annoyed the living hell out of me.
I'll fuck up a whole pack of snickerdoodles, dog. Dip them in the milk. Oh, it's over.
Hell no. I cannot do that shit.
Dude, my mom used to get mad at me before she started all her keto shit. She used to get packs of that shit. Dude, I fucked those up, man. She'd wake up the next day and be like, what the fuck?
Where are my snickerdoodles?
They're like, why are you trying to eat snickerdoodles in the morning?
Play reverse Uno, bitch. Don't wait, back up. Don't tell her. I said that.
It's all right, man. Hopefully, she doesn't listen to these. I don't think she does. I think she does sometimes.
I think she does sometimes. She said something about one of the episodes with me and you, so I think she does sometimes.
Sometimes, probably. I haven't been sharing as much on the Facebook, though. I need to get a pop more.
I need to, too. I need to start sharing a lot more on the Facebook and a lot more on my Instagram. A lot of people are following me, apparently. Like, I have a lot of followers. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think I'm almost at 700.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm not even breaking 3, dog.
And I was surprised about that. But then again, I also follow a lot of people. Like, I follow a lot
of people. See, that's, like, my problem, too, man. I hate, like, following people. Like, I don't want to follow, like, a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Well, normally I look at their page first and see what they're like posting and shit like that.
I like kind of controlling my like
if I like it.
Like kind of that's what I like about Instagram. You can kind of control your little content feed, yeah. What you're getting besides like the ads. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get a lot of shit,
but
though,
because like, of that, like I don't get a lot of follows back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Some people follow me, then they have like bot situation set up to where if you don't follow back within a certain amount of time, then they don't stay followed to you.
Yeah.
So that shit's like whack as fuck. Or sometimes you follow back and then you look back and they're not followed to you.
Yeah.
You're like, man, what the fuck?
I've seen that a lot too. Like, there's a lot of people that, like, I know I'm following, but they ain't following me back. And I'm just like, all right, cool.
I do think it's dope though, because I got like a couple comedians and like podcasters and shit. Like, dude, Ralph Sutton, he's like one of the owners of Legion of Skanks and like Gas Digital Network and shit.
Oh,
I don't think he's an owner of Legion of Skanks. That's a podcast that I watched that's big. And like he follows me back and shit. Like I've like messaged him a couple times. But he said like it's not actually Ralph. I think it's like his wife or somebody running.
Oh.
But it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, that is dope. I never deny that. That's dope as fuck.
Yeah, no, I gotta start networking, getting out more and fucking trying to push this shit more soon.
Yeah.
Gotta start hitting some stages, hitting some open mics.
That'd be dope.
Start bombing. Fuck it.
Hey, I'll be there to laugh my ass.
Got it,
off.
Dude. Gotta hit it. Gotta hit the nuke bomb.
Lord knows I'm going to be fucking crying.
I know. You'll laugh just because I'm doing terrible.
I will laugh just because
then
you're
other
up
people
there.
Will laugh with you.
I hope other people laugh with
you. I know, dude.
I feel like people are just gonna be like, shut up.
Dude, I feel like as soon as I get up there, I'm gonna like be like, so yeah, what's up, guy? And you're just immediately like, oh my god,
this nigga do, bruh. I don't want to be that guy though. That's like critiquing you as you're going up on stage and doing shit. So I'm just gonna like just stick to laughing.
No, you can't. You can't fucking what the fuck, man. Heckle. You can't heckle.
Yeah, I've seen people heckle.
I mean, people will heckle.
Like, motherfuckers be mean about it. Like, I've honestly, seen the though, dude.
That'd be funny as fucked up on stage, and I just see, like, somebody heckling me. Just run over tackle. Just fucking Goldberg spear.
Like, that's my brother. No.
No, dude, just act like we don't even know each other. Just like, you don't do that to Art. No,
you don't do that to Art. Like, he's an artist. He's sensitive about his shit. Leave him alone.
He's up there. He's trying.
Like, look at him. He's young. He's barely starting. You know this. Bruh. I would stick up for you, though. I really would do some shit like that. I wouldn't tackle him, but I would fucking tell him to shut the fuck up.
Hey, sit down. This is a place of freedom.
If I say it, you know it's bad.
I feel like if you did that, though, you'd be like, all right, shit.
That would be funny as fuck.
You know what I mean? He'd look at you and be like, oh, fuck. Unless it was like a black dude.
If it was a black dude, I'd be like, brother, sit the fuck down. Just let him finish.
Let him say his piece.
I feel like he'd be like, nah, fuck that. He sucks. And I'd be like, hey, I know, but let him finish. Fuck.
Let him finish.
Like, shit. He's got 2 more minutes. Just shut up and sit down.
He's going to handle it. It's going to be fine.
Like, I guarantee you, this last one's going to be a banger. I hope.
I'm like, don't make me a liar.
I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to lie to you right now.
I'm going to lie to you right now.
I'll tell you something. No.
I got man, it. That's gonna be fun though. Like, I really hope you actually get a gig somewhere. Like, I really want to be there. Just to
open. I gotta hit an open micer first, dude.
You definitely
I gotta
do.
Get into open mics.
Yeah,
you start hitting do. That shit. Get a little good, like 5 minutes going. It's gonna take a while. You know what I mean?
Let's say you should definitely have me and Shiloh there, and just me and Shiloh, not Desiree.
No,
not Alyssa. Just nope. Just me and Shiloh. Yep. Because if those two are there, they will. Just.
Just you guys.
Yeah, just us.
Yeah, just the boys. Just the dogs. Dude.
Desiree will be an ass about it.
You can't take the bays, dude.
Nah, not, can't take the not to this.
You got to get goofy. Bays, they're not always with the goof time.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Always. They're never with it. The only time they're ever with it is when we're alone.
So yeah, exactly. That's it. When you're with the girls. Yeah, when they're with alone, the goof time. It. When you're with other people, they don't like the goof time.
Fuck no. It's all serious.
Yeah.
Everything has to be business. And I'm just like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, like, why are we business in public?
Exactly. Well, like, you see them over there.
I never saw into contract. Where the fuck is this contract?
Where's this contract?
Where are the cameras? Are the cameras here?
Like, is Ashton in the back? Ashton got to be in the back.
Ashton's here, isn't he? You're fucking with me. Nah, you're fucking with me. Where's he at?
Dude, didn't they bring back Punk? And isn't it hosted by Chance the Rapper or some shit like
dude,
that?
Dude, so I don't even know, dude. It's just not what it was for sure.
Oh, hell no.
I know they brought it back for, remember they brought it back for a little bit, like Justin Bieber hosted it for like 2 episodes and then like went to like a couple
other
people.
I remember when they
people.
Got Drake. That was like the only thing that was like memorable to me.
Tyler the Creator.
Yeah, I
they tried
Tyler.
To get Rob Dyrdek, but it didn't work.
I haven't seen
but
Rob
but he was
Dyrdek
like a co-producer. I was like, this is stupid. Like,
yeah, that is stupid.
Like,
he's
while they did it, like while they were doing it, like in the opening, it's like he's a co-producer. Like, I'm like, they're like, Rob Dyrdek. And it's like, dude, what are you talking about?
Like, how do you not get him?
How are, that's he knows absolutely what is going on. Like, but I don't know, dude. I remember seeing that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's almost become kind of like how Scare Tactics was. They just went through like a bunch of hosts. Like Tracy Morgan did it for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
But for a while, like there was a bunch of different hosts.
Mm-hmm. They do that with a lot of things lately. Like, there's always going to be another. There's always going to be the same show, but with somebody different hosting it.
I call it the Doctor Who effect.
Hey, don't knock Doctor Who.
I don't watch it. I never will.
I watched it. It's fucking amazing.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I'm a nerd, bitch.
You are. You are a pinnacle black nerd.
I am.
I swear to God, like it
truly is.
It's crazy. I don't know how you put in the time and put in the work with 2 kids. You are able to. Chop like Sorry. you can knock down any fucking series or just any show, saga, whatever the fuck.
I finished 2 different fucking shows in a day, actually, yesterday.
See, but you put in the work, you multitask. Like, I don't know how you do that shit. Like, I gotta pay attention.
Oh, it's very easy.
Because like,
as
if
long
I
as
fucking...
it's in English, I can hear it and I'm listening to it. I know exactly what's going on.
Well, see, that's the problem, because I'm to the point where it's not English, so I gotta like watch.
Do you not have a Funimation?
Nah, I ain't got none of that.
Nigga, get a Funimation.
can't afford that shit.
Yes, you can.
Why are you putting me on?
You can afford Funimation.
Nah, not a, not right now.
It is like $6.
Can't do it.
Actually, I think it's like $7, actually.
Can't do it.
You can afford it.
I'm going to have to hijack yours.
You can afford it. Oh, my God. They might be able to play two at the same time, so maybe. We'll see. We'll test it out.
Maybe.
We'll try.
Nah, I really can't right now. It's Christmas time.
Fucking, and I'm about to finish JoJo. Why did I say three times? JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. I'm about to finish.
I've seen that. That's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's good.
Or is it on Funimation, too?
Oh, it's on Netflix. Mm. Not all of it.
Just started Parasite. Me and my girl are like on episode 6 of Parasite.
Parasite's good.
Dude, it's actually really good. Yes, it's crazy. It is crazy. It's wild as fuck.
It is crazy as fuck.
Dude, the part where like they're in the stall and she's like, Denishi, I'm going to try to get your penis hard. And then she just fucking goes after it. She's like, what the fuck? And he walks out. She's all, you need to wash, or else you can get. And she starts talking about rashes. Dude, she's crazy.
Fuck.
Or he. It's he.
It's a he.
Yeah.
It is fucking crazy. Shit like that is wild. I'm not going to lie. Fucking, the show goes crazy. The show gets fucking sideways sometimes.
Oh, dude. I have 8 episodes left. They just defeated Kaguya. They're about to fucking battle.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm at the pinnacle point of Shibuden right now, dude.
Kaguya.
Whatever, dude. I like Kaguya.
I was confused when you said Kaguya. I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, oh. When you said the final battle, I was like, okay, now I understand.
I like Kaguya.
Kaguya is technically actually the right term, actually. I think it is the right term.
It sucks, though, because you can get, the 6-path Madara and the 6-path Obito. But you can't get a Kaguya thing.
That is kind of stupid. Honestly, I'm pretty sure I can find one. If I find one, I'll get it for you.
Maybe, dude. Just make sure it's kind of to scale a little bit.
I got you.
But either way, dude, I'll love it. But fucking, I just can't find it anywhere, man. But it's also because, Boruto is a lot newer.
Yeah.
The Otsutsukis are fucking...
So you can definitely find fucking.
They're a lot newer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But after I finish Shippuden, I'm gonna fucking take a break from Naruto and shit for a minute and fucking.
Nigga, once you finish Shippuden, there is no more Naruto unless you're gonna watch Boruto.
No, I know, but that's the continuation. You know what I mean?
So you're gonna watch Boruto?
Yeah, eventually. I'm gonna give it a little bit of time though. I want to knock out a couple animes before that.
I'm gonna tell you this now.
I already know. You're gonna hate
the first
I already know.
100 episodes.
I already know about it. It's all good.
So fucking slow.
I already know about it. It's all good.
Nothing picks up until fucking.
It's fine. Don't even. It's all good.
Nothing actually really picks up. God damn.
It's fine.
Fuck.
It's all good.
I need to stop watching this show.
Nah, it's all good.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to start picking up on it eventually. I'm going to give it time. You know what I mean?
Fucking, when you stop watching Shippuden, let me know and then I'll fucking give you a list. Or well, I want to do Tokyo Ghoul. Definitely watch Tokyo Ghoul.
100%. I think I've been scouting it for a while. I don't know anything about it, but I've just been looking at shit and I be Amazon surfing mm-hmm. sometimes and I find the seasons and I'll be like, man, I might just buy it. It looks good.
You don't need well, yeah, it does look good.
I do when I like a show, I like getting the seasons and shit.
But definitely watch Tokyo Ghoul.
That physical copy.
That one is a must. You don't need to get into One Piece right now. You can.
Nah, I don't. I'm gonna wait on that. That's that ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean,
dude? The episode. I've already caught up in the manga, and they're still not even fucking finished fighting Kaido in the manga, and he's barely, not even about to fight Kaido in the show.
Yeah.
They already raided the castle in the show. They're just about to get ready. Luffy's about to get ready to fight fucking Kaido, but Luffy has to fucking get up top to go meet Kaido. Everybody else is fighting Kaido except for him.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking crazy. But the show fucking he's fighting him and the manga he's fighting him in the manga, it's good. It's just nobody's won yet.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Fucking but no, that's a good show to watch. Fucking Reincarnated as a Slime is a good show to watch.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm not even lying. It's a good show to watch. You will like Reincarnated as a Slime. It sounds weird, but it's a good show.
All right, man.
Fucking Rise of the Shield Hero, that's a good show to watch. I definitely suggest that. Actually, I suggest you watch that before you watch Reincarnated as a Slime. Like, definitely watch that. Have you even watched Bleach?
No.
You are fucking up. Actually, wait. Have you watched Full Metal Alchemist?
No.
Cheat.
All right, family. We're going to fucking tap it out.
Yeah, because I got to talk to him about some shit.
Yep, later.
See ya.